Welcome to this day in history class from howstuffworks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson, and it's August 11th. Anne Lister wrote her first diary entry on this day in 1806. You might not have heard of Anne Lister's diary, but you might have heard of Samuel Pepys' diary. Samuel Pepys started keeping a diary on January 1st of 1660, and it became this really fascinating and sometimes hilarious chronicle of life in London, along with news from other major cities. Now it's a required reading in a lot of English classes and history classes. Anne Lister's diaries did the same thing. They're a chronicle of what life was like in Halifax, West Yorkshire, and the greater world from 1817 to 1840. Some of this is her own personal life, what was going on at her family home of Shibden Hall. There's reports of the weather, conversations with workmen, disputes with the neighbors, local news and happenings. But also these diaries document her many romantic relationships with other women. On January 29th of 1821, she wrote, quote, "I love and only love the fairer sex, and thus, beloved by them in turn, my heart revolts from any other love than theirs." Especially in her early years, so a lot of these relationships were very tumultuous. Her first love, Eliza Raine, tragically spent a lot of her life in an institution after her relationship with Anne, so Anne does not always come off very well in these diaries. But they're so important. She kept them up for more than 20 years, and they went on for thousands of pages, and they give us a look at the inner life of a woman that some people describe as the first modern lesbian, at a time when the word lesbian wasn't even being used in this way. She was so far ahead of her time in so many ways. She ran the estate at Shibden Hall, including a coal mining operation, which was not a typical occupation for a woman at all. But she also had a sense that her attraction to other women was this intrinsic part of herself, that it meant something about her. And this was at a time when society at large had no concept of sexual orientation or a lesbian identity. She also traveled really extensively in places that were not really expected for women to be traveling unaccompanied by any men or at all. In her later years, this was in the company of her wife, Anne Walker. So it's true, there was no legal framework for two women to be married to each other, but the two Annes exchanged rings at the Holy Trinity Church in Goodrem Gate in York on Easter Sunday, 1834. And from that point on, they lived together clearly as a married couple, including renting a pew together in the front row of their parish church. There are a couple of editions of Anne Lister's diaries that are in print today where people can read selections from them. A lot of the material is from her relatively earlier life and from her travels. It's not all that likely that there will be a comprehensive edition of the entire diaries anytime in the near future. Number one, they are extremely long. Her handwriting is also quite a challenge to read, which makes transcribing the diaries a little difficult. There's also that whole matter of code. Thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio skills on these episodes, and you can learn more about Anne Lister, including what happened when her diaries were first decoded in the late 19th century, because she did write them in code, on the January 29th, 2018 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class. And you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for a famous invention that's associated with someone who didn't actually invent it.